Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
More Tessa Blanchard allegations this morning, plus AEW sets sail, and Sam Driver from Cultaholic may have just booked the WrestleMania 36 main event. Get to that in a bit. My name is Tom Campbell, and for Monday, January the 20th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Nobody in this life is perfect, and it doesn't matter what you say about me. It doesn't matter what you call me. I've got one of the strongest minds that I've ever known. So whenever you come for me, you come for all these people. And I am now the standard bearer of Impact Wrestling. And man or woman, pound for pound, I am one of the best in the world. And I am now your world champion.
Tessa Blanchard was very much the talking point at the start of last week's Cultaholic Wrestling News, and she is again this morning. So if you aren't aware, Tessa Blanchard had quite a few allegations thrown her way from multiple women's wrestlers across the world about bullying and racism. Tessa Blanchard addressed some of this on Twitter and was very upset that she would be branded a racist, in particular in connection with one incident regarding La Rosa Negra in 2017 in Japan. And she very much denies any of the bullying allegations that have come her way as well. Report has come out through Fightful regarding some of these allegations that were made over the weekend. The report has noted that several people within Impact Wrestling had suggested that Tessa Blanchard's apparent behaviour issues had gone away. However, members of the Women of Wrestling roster, where Tessa Blanchard worked previously, have detailed over this past weekend a number of confrontations that she had backstage, not just with her colleagues, but with the staff of WOW Wrestling as well. Some of these spoke anonymously. One anonymous wrestler spoke about an incident involving Tessa Blanchard and a trainer. An incident that saw Tessa Blanchard allegedly tell the trainer she shouldn't be training, it didn't belong there, to the point of making her cry in front of the entire assembled training group. There was also another public shouting match that occurred between Tessa Blanchard and Malia Hosaka. Hosaka, however, was the only one reprimanded. Some members of the roster didn't feel like that was right, felt that it was they were both at fault, but for some reason Tessa wasn't punished for it as well. Quite a few of the WOW roster members felt like their pushes and their status within the company was compromised because Tessa Blanchard had taken more control of the company the longer she'd been there, and she simply held back on people that she didn't get on with. This is some of the allegations from WOW, Women of Wrestling, that it came out over the weekend. And that was enough for one weekend, you'd have thought. But then Allison Kay took to Twitter yesterday as well. So Allison Kay was very much the whistleblower with these allegations. When Tessa Blanchard put out that now infamous tweet saying that women should help other women, it was Allison Kay that spoke up and said and called out Tessa for these bullying allegations. It was Allison Kay that spoke first, and then quite a few others came forward after that. Allison Kay tweeted the following on this past Sunday: "I said what I had to say, so I'd love to move on, but I've just got several messages about Tessa Blanchard trying to spread lies. Unfortunately for you, I've built my 11-year reputation on being respectful. Instead of owning up to your mistakes, you lie, scheme, and prove that you haven't changed. Alison Kay included in this tweet some screen grabs from her phone featuring conversations with names removed, discussing how Tessa Blanchard is trying to get dirt on Alison Kay from people within Impact. And she's texting people and asking around for juicy stories on Alison Kay. This is true. This is pretty damning. Alison Kay goes on to tweet, "This is one reason people don't speak up. It's also one of the reasons I felt I needed to be the one to do so. I have a thick skin and there's no dirt on me. I have a large platform and the trust of the colleagues who vouch for me. I'll gladly absorb this front line of idiocy to shield my friend." Alison Kay was very outspoken. As we say, she was the one that got the ball rolling this past weekend. The one before. Where the bullying and racism allegations came out regarding Tessa Blanchard, and if this is true, as I say, it's incredibly damaging for Tessa Blanchard, who is about to start the biggest role of her wrestling career as Impact Wrestling a champion. And obviously, we'll keep you up to date with this one. Some terrible stories that are coming out across Twitter, and we'll keep you in the loop with everything that goes on from here.
I'm really excited. I wish all of you safe journeys to Miami and safe passage onto the Norwegian Pearl. And once you get on board, all rules go out the window. The Rock and Wrestling Rager at sea, Chris Jericho style, is getting warmed up and ready to go. So we'll see you in just a couple of days.
AEW is setting sail this week. Something a little bit brighter. Chris Jericho took to Instagram. He revealed the lineup for the first day on AEW's Chris Jericho Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea. They're setting off today. They're lifting the anchor on the Rager today. The lineup for tomorrow's show, looking pretty spicy for AEW Dynamite. I think this is the first. This is the first time a major wrestling company has filmed an episode of their television on a boat. Tell me if I'm wrong. The show goes as follows: Private Party versus Santana and Ortiz. We'll see Britt Baker versus Ali, the Bunny from The Butcher and the Blade, and the Bunny. Joey Janela versus QT Marshall. MJF one on one with Jungle Boy. John Moxley versus Sammy Guevara. Darby Allin versus Kip Sabian from Norfolk, England. Nyla Rose versus Penelope Ford. And SCU taking on Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks in a six-man tag. Setting sail today and rolling off into the ocean, coming back to port on January 24th. Quite a few other little bits to note about the Rager at Sea. Chris Jericho on Instagram obviously posted the announcement and the lineup and the video, all hyping up the boat trip. There was some speculation on whether Ric Flair would be on the boat. So last year we reported that Ric Flair had been signed for this boat trip, this wrestling-themed cruise. And it was at a time where Ric Flair's contract with WWE was coming to an end. So there was the strong rumour and innuendo that Ric Flair could debut for AEW whilst on board this cruise ship. Now, it looks as if Ric Flair is sticking around in WWE. That's how it looks. Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer said the following: Ric Flair is going on the cruise from what I've heard. Originally, he was going to go early and not late, but now I think he's going to Rocky Johnson's funeral and he's going to fly to the Bahamas and do the second leg of the cruise. Originally, he was going to do the first leg, but that is what I've heard from today. Ric Flair is very much still involved in WWE. He was a part of their recent PR for BT Sports. So he was in the UK. So he's very much still in the loop with WWE. So I highly doubt that we will see him turn up on AEW television. But stranger things have happened. Am I right? One person who will not be on the boat is Brandi Rhodes. She put out a tweet over the weekend. Since deleting it, Brandi Rhodes tweeted, "I hope this doesn't disappoint anyone as I was having to leave early to deliver a keynote for NATPE this week, which I'm insanely excited for, but I will not be on the cruise at all this year. My passport was stolen this evening and I cannot attend. Be safe and have fun." A fan tweeted her saying that surely you can still travel on the boat. You don't need a passport for that. But Brandi responded with, "I wasn't scheduled to be on the cruise the entire time. I have to get back to the States to deliver an important keynote, which means an international flight. So therefore, that is not possible." Gutted for Brandi, missing out on a couple of days on the boat. And that's the second wrestling passport that's been stolen in 3 months. You know, you don't steal a passport from the Nightmare Collective's founder. You'll have Dr. Luther on you if you're not careful. But yeah, so that is how the Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea is shaping up so far. We'll see a lot of this going down on AEW television and on their YouTube channel. And we'll keep you up to date with anything exciting that happens between now and then as well. Some good news for SmackDown. The second to last episode of the show between the Royal Rumble was a good one, as SmackDown on Fox averaged 2.58 million viewers in the overnight, up 3% from last week, and the best number for SmackDown since the Go Home for Survivor Series on the 22nd of November. Numbers going back in the right direction there as well, which is good to see. If you want to find out what happened on SmackDown, you can watch SmackDown Graded with our very own Sam Driver. It's on our Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. There was an NXT house show in Melbourne over the weekend, and Mike Kanellis made a surprise appearance. Kanellis was Tony Nese's tag team partner. They had a big win on that particular night. This is actually Kanellis's first match in an NXT ring, and it's looking very likely that this could be his new home. Stacey has stated previously that he was unhappy being in WWE and he wanted his release to go and do more within the wrestling ring. This is the first time he's been in a wrestling ring since the 24th of September when he wrestled Shorty G on SmackDown. That then he was known as Chad Gable. So that shows you how long ago it was since he was last in a wrestling ring. Mike Kanellis is desperate to do more wrestling stuff. So if that means a move to NXT to do more, I think that's a great thing for NXT. A former WWE champion is back in WWE in a backstage role. We've discovered from an interview with Pat LaPrade, Sylvain Grenier has been hired as a producer by WWE. He said in the interview, "When WWE came to Montreal in April last year, I went to meet Kevin Dunn to ask him for pictures of the time I won the tag titles at the Bell Centre because I needed it for the intro in my new fitness TV show. We started talking about things and other things, and he told me that the company was looking for agents. I just had a child and I was working on my show and I didn't want to end up on the road as much as before, but he told me that things had changed. The company then invited me to the premiere of SmackDown on Fox in Los Angeles, and a few exchanges later, we had an agreement. He actually started working last Monday as an agent in Lexington, Kentucky. He said, my role is to do fine tuning and to just a little and to twist and tweak just a little bit of the guy's ideas. If Vince wants a particular message to come out of a match, my role is to make that connection with the wrestlers from the moment I'm in training. But eventually I'll be assigned to either Raw or SmackDown. I'm going to do a TV show a week, every pay-per-view, and once a month I'm going to tour house shows. Welcome back, Sylvain Grenier. Impact Wrestling had their TV tapings over the weekend. You may want to skip ahead about a minute if you want to avoid the spoilers. Congratulations to Jordynne Grace, who is the brand new Impact Knockouts champion. It's a belt that she's been chasing for a long time from Taya Valkyrie, who won the belt all the way last January. This has been a phenomenal title run for Taya Valkyrie. And a lot of speculation now around what happens next with Taya. Since John Morrison has made his WWE debut, her other half, and now she has lost the Knockouts Championship, could we see a WWE debut maybe this Sunday in the Royal Rumble for one Taya Valkyrie? She recently spoke in a press interview and said she'd love a match with Charlotte Flair. So hey, you never know. NXT UK tapings went down in York over the weekend as well. A big hello. If we did a big hello on the Friday show, it was really good fun. One person conspicuous by their absence from the NXT UK tapings was Jazzy Gabbert, the wrestler formerly known as Alpha Female, who has been working a bodyguard gimmick with Ginny. She was nowhere to be seen. She tweeted out during the show, "Free agent," leading many to believe that she'd left the company. Also that night, she tweeted, "I had a car accident last Sunday and didn't get medically cleared for the York tapings. Unfortunately, the match with Killer Kelly got announced before I was seen by the doctors. I was backstage. I was willing to perform, but health is first. Thank you for understanding." She's also followed this up, not just with the tweet saying "free agent," but posting on Instagram an image of a reset button saying, "I will press the reset button. I'll be offline for a short while. I need a change. I will change. My body, mind and soul needs a break. 10 days of fasting, including keeping off social media, is the first step." We send love to Jazzy Gabbert, who has had a phenomenal career so far, not just in Europe, but around the world as well. And if she is done with WWE, then there is plenty of other places that will be lucky to have her. Also at the NXT UK tapings in York, Eddie Dennis, we understand, suffered a separated shoulder. Now, we don't know the extent of the injury at this point, but we do know that he wrestled on the Friday, and on the Sunday, he was set to defend his Progress Championship against Cara Noir in London. However, as a result of his injury, he had to forfeit the match and vacate the Progress Championship. So it could be another spell on the shelf for Eddie Dennis. Could we be getting closer to a Harlem Heat revival match for the Royal Rumble? Now, the Royal Rumble is coming up this Sunday, so I think they'd have to book something dead quick between now and then. But WWE have been trademarking again. That's normally an indication of not just who they're getting behind, but stuff that they may be looking ahead to do. And WWE have trademarked the name Harlem Heat for merchandising and performance purposes, which does give the indication that Booker T and Stevie Ray could be reuniting in a WWE ring sooner rather than later. Obviously, this is speculation forever, but it's certainly an indicator that Harlem Heat is near the front of the mind of WWE right now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And then we go to our main event of the evening. And after the match, like after the bell and everything, Roman gets the mic.
"Typically, I'd make it real easy and just open this thing up for anybody that wants to step up. But I have one man in mind."
Oh my! He's here! The indomitable Goldberg!
Archie to the ring.
And finally, a WrestleMania 36 main event match may have been booked by Cultaholic's own Sam Driver over the weekend. So, this started with Sam Driver tweeting out a picture of Roman Reigns. And in the picture, you can see a little foam pad that Roman Reigns is leaning his hand on. And in this tweet, Sam Driver asks if anybody else spotted the little foam pad for Roman Reigns' hand. And obviously this started getting shared around. And one fan in particular, named Nick, tagged Roman Reigns in Sam's tweet and said, can you explain this, Roman Reigns? Roman Reigns responded and said, nothing to explain, Nick. It's a little piece of pad so I don't break my hand on a steel grate. I've got to perform 48 weeks a year, man. So that would be stupid. It would be like thinking emoji, headbutting a door before my match level of stupid. Anyway, have a good day, Nick. Little bit of a dig to Goldberg. Made us all smile. We moved on with our Sunday. That was until Goldberg spoke up. Goldberg saw this tweet and responded to Roman Reigns. What are those, come on man, ESPN moments? I'll stick with my old school ways. It seems to have worked 99% of the time. We all have bad days. I tend to tap into an entirely different level of intensity. It doesn't work for everyone. Kind of like the difference between UGA and Georgia Tech. Throwing down to Roman on the Battle of the Colleges. Sam Driver tweeted out shortly after this, oh God, I think I've started World War IV. No, Sam Driver, I think you booked a WrestleMania match. Courtesy of Cultaholic. If Sam Driver's not guest referee for that, I'll be very, very disappointed. Very disappointed indeed. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Monday. A brand new week ahead. Loads of good stuff coming up on the Cultaholic podcast feed this week. Brand new episodes of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review with myself and Matthew Gregg. A brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I had a conversation a few weeks back with the NWA Women's Champion Allison Kay, and you'll hear that on Wednesday's podcast as well. And brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review, where we are watching King of the Ring 1994. It's a doozy. How much does this guy weigh? You remember that, you'll love it as well. And on the YouTube channel as well, loads of great stuff to find on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, including right now, as appeared over the weekend, 10 of the most unusual last matches. 10 last wrestlers matches that you may have forgotten, including the final match of Ric Flair's career. And it wasn't an I'm sorry, I love you. If only it was. Check that out on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.